This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
When it's not going to make their grocery bill cheaper, it's not going to make everyday goods cheaper for them.
Why would it? Well, immediately it's not, because we never seen anything happen immediately.
Well, these things take time.
You know, people felt like, okay, we tried, we're done, it failed. And, you know, because I believed it was a unique opportunity, trying to bridge the communication gap and encourage people to make one more effort.
You see, that's what you have to do. You have to use your mind and come up with some really great idea like that, and you can make millions, never have to work again.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
It's Mr. Potato Head and his bucket of farts.
Something about me looking like a gender-neutral potato head.
They don't call him Mr. Potato Head for nothing.
I thought of some really cutting responses, some really clever ways to reply, some way to go viral, but then I stopped.
Because you don't have a job anymore.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
The next time Brian Stelter says something really clever, it'll be the first time he says something really clever. Ask not for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for Humpty Dumpty, Mr. Potato Head. In case you haven't heard, Brian Stelter to leave CNN, reliable sources program canceled.
Now, you never said the journalists make up stories and make up sources. There's no evidence of that.
That's the kind of unreliable information you got on reliable sources. The only, it's liable sources, L-I-E, not L-I-A, L-I-E-A-B-L-E, liable sources. So he's been canceled. You had to know the handwriting was on the wall when Tubin got whacked. But Tubin's contract ran out, so it was only a question of time. When was Brian Stelter's contract going to run out? Because I don't think the new owners, Discovery, they owe, I think, over hundreds of billions of dollars for these stupid purchases they've made. And they obviously don't want to pay out anybody for being on the bench like they're paying Chris Wallace. So I think what happened was they just waited till his contract was going to expire, and now it has, and he's history. The next time you hear from him after Sunday's usual low-rated program will be when he asks you if you would like to supersize those fries. I never understood where he came from anyway, because he's not a member of any of the usual protected classes, and he's certainly not a guy who can even like dine out for his entire career on one journalistic story, you know, that he broke. He's not a matinee idol. I don't know. I think he was just a bum kisser for Jeffrey Zucker. And once
Once
Zucker was gone, that was the end of Brian Stelter. Or was the handwriting was on the wall. He confirmed his exit in a statement and said he would provide more details in the final episode of his show that airs Sunday. I'll catch up with that on social media. I don't think I'll be, coming in from the porch down on the Cape to see that show. I tweeted it out, and I used the quote that I love from Gore Vidal: "No talent is not enough." It is so appropriate for Brian Stelter. No talent was not enough. And neither were his matinee idol, good looks, Mr. Potato Head or Humpty Dumpty. I always preferred Humpty Dumpty. It was a rare privilege to lead a weekly show. You won't get it again, Brian, except maybe on cable access. Maybe he'll be after Wayne's World. focused on the press at a time when it has never been more consequential. I'll have more to say on Sunday, he added. The circumstances behind Stelter's departure and the show's cancellation were not immediately clear. I think they're pretty immediately clear. I think they've been clear for a pretty long time. This is one where you could say the handwriting was definitely on the wall. You know, he had no ratings. He was a laughingstock. The entire network had crashed during the time it had decided to become a mouthpiece for the deep state. And, you know, that was it. That was it. And I guess he was counting on CNN Plus, because they'd given him a show on CNN Plus along with Chris Wallace. And maybe he figured that he could, you know, if he had two gigs going, they'd be less inclined to get rid of him. But again, we know what happened to CNN Plus. So that was it. 844-500-4242. In June, Axios identified Stelter and fellow CNN anchor Jim Acosta as among the personalities whose left-leaning viewpoints have drawn the ire of conservatives in recent years. Jim Acosta, he's been reduced to some Saturday night program. I mean, Saturday night is really the graveyard of TV in general, especially even cable TV news, probably more than anything else. I remember when Chris Cuomo got whacked. That was on a Saturday night, and it happened during Acosta's show. And he came back on the air and had to report it, and it was like he was reporting, you know, that nuclear warheads were headed for the American mainland. You know, his face, the blood drained out of his face. He turned white. I think his jaw dropped because he knew. You know, I mean, Chris Cuomo he had some ratings. He was like the jumboest of the shrimp. He was like the least short of the strawberry shortcakes, you know? And you know, hasn't Brian Stelter been saying, is there really a recession? I don't know if there's a recession or not. Well, you know, Brian, Potato Head, Humpty Dumpty, this is one of those cases where, as Ronald Reagan said, a recession is when your neighbor loses his job. Think Chris Cuomo. Think Jeffrey Toobin. A depression, Potato Head, is when you lose your job. And now he has. 860, do you think Brian Stelter will get a job at MSNBC? No, I do not think so.
Is this the state of the GOP, that we just sit there and we just make fun of other people? Is that all this is now?
I know I plan to be making some fun of him today. I plan to be making sport of Humpty Dumpty, Potato Head, today. And you know, if you want to comment on this, I mean, he was just such a sanctimonious fraud. And again, I don't believe he ever covered a fire. This is the modern the modern media types. He's from D.C. I don't think he's ever been to any red state. I don't think he has any interest in talking to anybody who's not a fellow traveler. He likes to address everyone as comrade. You know, he's just totally worthless. And this was the only gig he could ever have. You know, they say, you know, F. Scott Fitzgerald said there are no second acts in American life. But he's been proven wrong countless times since then. He said it almost 100 years ago now. But in Brian Stelter's case, I don't think there really is a second act. You know, maybe he can go to some progressive think tank, or he can get one of those podcasts, I guess, like Keith Olbermann. You know, but that's about it. He's
got the perfect name for it. Tipping the Scales with Brian Stelter.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that. Tipping the Scales. 844-500.
Enough is enough. The lies, the deceit, the fear mongering.
You know, listen, I've been fired multiple times in my media career. And, you know, usually I don't like to gloat over people getting fired. But in this case, I don't know. How can you not smile? It would take a heart of stone not to laugh at the... I mean, he just spent all these years, he spent kissing Jeff Zucker's rear end. And then he had to get, then Jeff Zucker got whacked. You know, I remember the words of Alexander Coburn when Rupert Murdoch bought the Village Voice. And Alexander Coburn said, so many new asses to kiss. And, you know, Brian Stelter just couldn't adjust to the new reality. You have to find that if you're career is rear end smooching, you have to find some new rumps to swab.
Should he have had to have disclosed all
of that? It does still matter. The disclosure for me about Hannity is that he calls me Humpty Dumpty for some reason. Don't know why.
508 says, I understand Duncan is bringing back the donut guy. Perfect for Brian Stelter. How about he becomes the Michelin man? Anyway, 8-4.
Pillsbury Doughboy.
He could become the greeter at Doughboy Donuts here in the greater Boston area. He can go around to a different one every day. Hey, Doughboy. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. We'll take some calls on Brian Stelter. We'll all have a few chuckles on this one. We all knew it was coming, and it finally has. The real estate frenzy has really slowed down due to inflation, interest rates, and the overall economy. For sale signs are sitting in the ground longer, buyers are backing out of deals, and large crowds of buyers have disappeared. If you plan to divest of your most valuable asset, your real estate, then act now while demand is still hanging in there. Holding off selling or even renting your property could be a comfortable short-term solution, but not if you sell in a year or two for much less money. Don't hesitate. Sell today at auction under your terms. In a J.J. Manning auction, your property sells as quickly as possible through a marketing plan and recipe which has stood the test of time. For over 45 years, and more importantly, in every type of economy, J.J. Manning consistently creates a competitive environment with cash buyers who are ready to close with no contingencies. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Years and years of profit-driven radio shows, whatever, turning the base into this angry, fearful, victimized group of people.
The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
Let me try out a theory on you, Matt, which is, it's too early to know if this product or this service was a success or a failure. You got all the haters today saying this thing was a failure. I don't know if we can even ever assess that because it just simply didn't have enough time because of the management change in direction.
Stelter is going to try to make himself into a victim because that's the Democrat MO. They're all victims. But sometimes the fault, dear Humpty Dumpty, is not in the stars, but in ourselves. We are fat, overweight, ugly, stupid, and lying too much. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who would you like to see fired next at CNN?
And remember, they've lost Zucker, the big fat guy who was touching everything but the third rail. Cuomo, same thing, basically. Tubin, same thing, basically. Wallace, just an overall jerk. And now Brian Stelter. So who should be next?
Jim Acosta, Wolf Blitzer, Anderson Cooper, Don Lemon, or Jake Tapper?
I'm thinking Acosta's going to win, but I'm voting for Jake Tapper because he was involved in the he's a Clinton operative. He's a made member of the Clinton crime family, and he's also one of the major purveyors of the Steele dossier, the Russian collusion hoax.
You're very off today this week, sir.
I am.
He's only at 9%.
I am.
Jim Acosta and Don Lemon are tied for first, 41%.
Okay, I understand. I understand. I know it's, you know.
I told you so.
No, I know, Grace. But sometimes, you know, I gotta go against the flow. And this week I'm going against the flow right across the board.
As you said, isn't Jake Tapper a made guy? He's protected?
He is. I still remember him there those 4 hours when they broke the story about the Russian collusion hoax, which you knew from the instant you heard about the P that it was total BS. It was total BS. But he was promoting it for his former employers, the Clintons, and pretending it was real. And I think he still pretends it's real. 844-500-4242. For that, he should be the next one to smell the roses and spend more time with his family. I think Brian Stelter might become a professor of journalism, unless they've filled up the, someone else is saying that, Tubin wasn't touching the third rail. He was mainly touching himself. Good point. Good point there. 804-802. Can't fire Don. He's a member of multiple protected classes. Yes, he is indeed. One sad note, Axios says Oliver Darcy claims he's keeping his CNN job. He was to Stelter, I suppose, what Stelter was to Zucker, his towel boy. Greg, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, good afternoon, Howie.
Hi.
I always found strange about Stelter's rise in the business that, you know, he's not from an Ivy League school,
right?
Or prestigious, you know, he's from Townsend in Baltimore. And, you know, he was able to get his first job at the New York Times at age 22. Now, I don't know many people who didn't graduate, you know, from a prestigious college to get their first job at a major institution like the New York Times.
Right. And again, he was not a member of any of the usual protected classes either. So I don't know what the... And again, it wasn't on his matinee idol good looks. I don't know what maybe he had some pictures of Zucker, and once Zucker was gone, the pictures didn't really matter anymore, you know?
But I think he had like a blog in his college days that he was able to sell for like $1 million, and
wow.
That's how he got in. Yeah.
Wow. Again, though, in the end, Gore Vidal was proven correct again. No talent was not enough.
Yeah, Greg is right. He had this blog called TV Newser, and I guess he got a big write-up in, I think, the New York Times or something, so he was getting a lot of attention for it. But still, he parlayed that blog into a long career.
I'm sure he was talking even then about how bad Fox News was and how great CNN was and how just wonderful David Brooks. I was just blown away when David Brooks said that he fell for Barack Obama when he saw the perfect crease in his pants. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie, I'm really glad you're talking about this. Now Potato Head's got time to be the president of his own liars club. Nobody spread more lies and hate than him. But the good news, and he's such a wimp, too. That's the other thing. He's a wimp.
Yeah, doesn't he always talk about how, you know, something happened that he began crying or weeping or, you know, crawled, you know, got into the fetal position? Doesn't he always do that?
The perfect modern man. Look at him. I love it that you're talking about it. And I can tell you this, and I'm speaking for millions. We hate him just as much as he hates us.
But we're more amused. We have more laughs at his expense than he has at our expense. He flat out hates us. I mean, I'm just amused. And now in 10 years, you'll be reading this story. It was tough that day when I found out that I was a victim of Donald Trump. Trump wins again. I'm Howie Carr.
We'll be right back.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I wonder who's going to be on deck to replace him. Is it going to be Liz Cheney or Kinzinger? Who would be a more appropriate? Who would be a more appropriate replacement?
Well, it depends on how long you want to hire them for, because Liz Cheney's going to be pretty booked up when she's president in 2024. So you got to keep that in mind. You know, you got to think long game.
That's true. When it comes to the actual ratings of that show, someone's going to have some mighty small shoes to fill, whoever gets the job. By the way, in a related development, the cafeteria at CNN just laid off 5 people now that Brian Stelter's not going to be there anymore. All right, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. This is just humorous news. As you know, the big news of the day is the hearing on unsealing the search affidavit for Mar-a-Lago. But, you know, that wasn't going to happen. They're gonna release the covered document. Big bleeping deal. Who cares? And did you really think that Jeffrey Epstein's former hireling, an Obama campaign contributor, was going to open up the search warrant so that they couldn't leak it selectively to their their comrades in the New York Times and the Washington Post? That would be destroying the whole point of having having it sealed.
Yeah, when I saw that they were going to unseal certain documents, I immediately thought certain documents that will make Donald Trump look bad and nothing else.
Well, they just leaked those, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, well, the latest thing is from the New York Times, the FBI agents. And by the way, we're going to have Paul Sperry on to discuss these FBI agents. These are the remnants of the Russian collusion hoax crew, and the Hunter Biden laptop is Russian disinformation crew. These are just Democrat operatives. Some of them are literally Democrat operatives, like the guy who signed the warrant application, Jay Bratt. Would you care to guess if he's a Democrat or a Republican campaign contributor? After, of course, other than being from Brandeis University and Harvard Law School, he's a Democrat contributor, 100%. This is just all, and he's tight with this guy named Laufman, who's now on CNN, by the way. And Laufman is the guy who thought up going after all the Trump campaign workers on the not registering as foreign lobbyists, which, of course, they never did for, Hunter Biden or John Podesta. But it's a usable statute if you're a Republican, if it can be used against a Republican.
Yeah, the New York Post has a quote from DOJ counterintelligence chief Jay Bratt. This is a volatile
Democrat National Committee contributor.
This is a volatile situation with respect to this search.
Yeah, we haven't leaked everything yet to the Washington Post and the New York Times. We haven't made up stuff about how alarmed we were by what we saw.
And this is the guy that said, oh, yeah, we do have the passports.
Yes. Yes, the guy who said yes. After telling Nora O'Donnell that they didn't have the passport, so she could tweet out that very fake news. Maybe if Nora O'Donnell gets fired at CBS for her low rating, she can go over to CNN and take over unreliable sources.
No, you know why? You know what I heard?
She's
about
not fat enough.
Oh, Howie, that's not nice. No, you know what I heard about her ratings?
What?
They're fake but accurate.
Excuse me, I shouldn't have said that she's fat. She's She's not plump.
I think you should leave the body shaming to someone else. It's beneath you, sir. It's beneath your kind.
No, it's not.
It's beneath your kind and gentle
Definitely
heart.
Not.
No, that's true. It's not. All right, Howie, I don't know if you saw this story, but the IRS isn't the only agency that's being supersized by Democrats. The Daily Caller has a really interesting piece about what is going on with this Inflation Reduction Act, which the name of it is being changed now. It was used as a marketing technique by Democrats, and now they're spinning this as more of a climate reform bill. But the EPA is also going to get a nice chunk of change.
Well, it's because it's part of environmental justice. We've been talking about this for a while. They're going to have some workshops for the environmental justice community.
Yeah, grants and workshops. It all sounds good.
Advocating, job training, no actual work, just job training and advocating and outreach, all those, community organizing.
Yeah, the EPA is going to get more than $40 billion to combat climate change, enforce environmental
standards. That's a lot for the environmental justice community.
How does Gaia intend to spend that money?
Well, when you think about the three,
well, don't they have a list of work? They mention workshops and some other things and rules making.
Don't give it to Scotland; they'll just cut down trees.
Rules making means the only rule is everything goes to the environmental justice community, and every weekend is a long weekend for the environmental justice community.
The bill will give the EPA $27 billion in accordance with the Clean Air Act to start a greenhouse gas reduction fund.
Well, how are they going to reduce greenhouse gases other than setting up the fund?
Well, it will I'm glad you asked. It will finance competitive grants to fund national and regional green banks.
Green banks. Oh, okay.
Which will use the money to fund initiatives and projects aimed at reducing carbon emissions, according to the bill's text.
Sure.
Renewable energy initiatives funded by the green banks. This all sounds like Monopoly. Are intended to help underprivileged.
It's funny money. I mean, the money is going to be worth as much as Monopoly money before this is all over because they're just printing more money.
Democrats are allocating a further $8
billion $8 billion.
In total to reduce air pollution at ports and fund general pollution reduction grants. The bill also allots $3 billion for EPA environmental and climate justice block grants that will help facilitate.
I want some of that environmental justice money because I think I live in an environmental justice community.
Yeah, through advisory groups, rulemakings, and workshops. Rulemakings. We need to get in on this. I don't need three. I don't need eight. I just need $1 billion.
Now, I know workshops and I know advocacy and community organizing and job training, but I've never heard of workshops. This is a new grift, workshops. Well, because you know the people that are going to be getting the environmental justice money have never worked, nor do they have any intention of ever working.
You've heard of workshops before. Santa's workshop.
That's what I mean. I believe that there will be more work done at Santa's workshop than there will be in these EPA environmental justice workshops.
You know what's really crazy, though, Howie? Like, think about what you could do. Not you, but just a general, like a regular person with common sense could do. What kind of change a person could make with $1 million. Like, that would change somebody's life. They're tossing around $8 billion, $10 billion, $40 billion.
You think community outreach is cheap?
It's just
think advocacy and job training?
I just want to.
You gotta have job training to train the next generation of community organizers and outreach advocates.
I just want a little slice of the pie. I can make a world of difference. The agency will
want some justice.
The agency will also receive $1.5 billion to pay for its methane emissions reduction program. It all sounds so ridiculous.
Are there going to be fart police?
Well, they did talk about in the Inflation Reduction Act the cows and how their burps, and I'm assuming their flatulence, creates these emissions. And so they were thinking about having some sort of filtering mask system, which I think is cruel and unusual. I mean, these cows are not in the best conditions. They're not living in the best conditions.
I don't know about reducing
anyway.
Flatulence, Taylor, but my old radio company has been downsizing. You know, they're about to be delisted by the New York Stock Exchange.
It's weird. You look so happy as you say that. Your
and
smile's
and every day there's a new list of all the people that have been laid off. And one of the guys that was laid off said, I appreciate everybody who listened to my fart jokes. And I, knowing that company, the world's worst radio company, I figured, you know, if anybody was safe at this company, it would be a guy who made fart jokes. Because that's the kind of programming they're famous for.
Ugh, I'm not a fart joke.
Now, will these cow masks be able to fit over their virtual reality goggles that they wear?
Oh my God, you're right. They're going to be strapped up. This is like so rude. So they're going to have big goggles on so they look like they're in a field when really they're just trapped in a cage. And then they're going to have a mask on over their face so they can't burp. And then they're going to have a mask over their tuchus so they can't fart. These poor things are going to be miserable. Yeah. It's really not right, Howie.
Someone wants to know what the new developments are in the Mar-a-Lago raid. There are no new developments. They're just dragging their feet, pretending that they care. Do you really? Let me ask you this: before the news broke about Brian Stelter's spending more time with his family and smelling the roses. I was going to make the poll question, do you really think the New York Times and the Washington Post and CNN want the search affidavit revealed? Because then they'd have to deal with the facts rather than all the stuff that the FBI is making up, or they're making up and saying that sources close to the investigation who spoke on guarantees of anonymity are telling them.
Oh, I think they want it released. They just want all of that black Sharpie. They just want all the redactions.
Yeah, but that's not really releasing it.
Yeah, but they'll be able to say, there are some redactions.
Because of national security.
Yeah.
Because of the alarming news.
Well, that's what Brat said. He said the government is very concerned about the safety of the witnesses in these cases and the impact of all the attention on these witnesses or other witnesses.
Jay Brat. Again, a Democrat National Committee donor. Jay Brat, graduate of Brandeis University and Harvard Law School. Okay? Do we think he's on the level?
No, I don't. Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the House of Value, where I got my RAV4. Finding what you want is easy when you shop online and look over their incoming inventory and then reserve the one you want. Yeah, online now at toyotaofportsmouth.com.
641 has a good point. How did this escape my attention? How many billions is Honest Howie's carbon credits going to get?
This is what I'm talking about. The Howie Carr Green Fund. The green Howie Carr Fund.
The Honest Howie's Carbon Credits Environmental Justice Fund.
And you can give out grants.
Because Honest Howie's Carbon Credits only invests in environmental justice communities.
Can I apply for a grant?
You have to be zoned for an EJ, environmental justice.
I can run a workshop if you want. It's only going to cost $1 billion.
Rules making.
Yeah,
101.
Rules, I'll be good at rules making.
All right. Thank you, Grace. I'll think about it. Does the ongoing spate of shortages have you asking what's next? Did you know that nearly 100% of our nation's supply of antibiotics is produced outside the United States, mainly in China and India? If we can have a shortage of domestically produced products like baby formula, what about all of the life-saving medications produced overseas? Many experts predict that if there were a supply chain disruption in the pharmaceutical industry, pharmacies could run out of most antibiotics in a matter of weeks. Thankfully, there is a new service to help you prepare for just such an event. Have you heard of the Jase case? That's spelled J-A-S-E, Jase case. It's a pack of 5 different courses of antibiotics that you can use to treat a long list of bacterial illnesses, including UTIs, respiratory infections, sinusitis, and skin infections. Every household needs at least 1 Jase case. Go to J-A-S-E, jasemedical.com. That's J-A-S-E medical.com right now and use the code word Howie for $10 off your Jase case. That's code word Howie for $10 off at jasemedical.com. J-A-S-E, jasemedical.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Here you go, more negative waves. Have a little faith, baby. Have a little faith.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this.
I can still teach you a few, kid. You're just a tin horn thug and you always will be. You haven't got the guts to be anything else.
The Howie Carr Show.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations and its affiliates. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Each individual investor situation is different, and any ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. No legal, investment, or tax advice is provided. Always consult with a tax professional. All rights reserved.
All right, joining us now as he does every Thursday afternoon at this time is Kevin Frisbee, the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show, to discuss the economy. Kevin, how much damage is the so-called Inflation Reduction Act going to do to the U.S. economy?
Oh, my goodness. I'm not sure about how much damage, but I can tell you it's the wrong name for that bill. Inflation Reduction Act is not what that thing's going to do. It's you can't put $400, $500 billion additional out there in the economy in any way, shape, or form and not create additional inflation. And then now you've got 87,000 new IRS agents that are coming to the force looking for 685 billionaires that we have in this country. That number doesn't add up, right? You're talking a totally skewed number. So I see Janet Yellen come out today giving a directive to the IRS saying, don't go after middle-class people. Well, isn't that most of our country, middle-class people?
I mean, it's preposterous. It's like the FBI saying that the raid on Mar-a-Lago was on the level. I mean, who's believing this? Who's buying it? It makes no sense. And you know, all this money, he keeps talking about the middle class. All this money is going to the people who can afford to buy the electric cars. They're going to get tax credits. The Democrat bundlers who are into these green energy scams, the red Chinese who build these windmills and solar panels that don't work, and then you got all the billions going to the non-working classes in the environmental justice community. It's all money for Democrats. It's not money for people who work or produce services. I mean, but they're getting away with it. They're promoting it. It's a scam. It's certainly not going to work with the economy. But I can't. Why is the market not taking more of a dive on this?
Well, I think the market has hit a peak. We're in a channel. We haven't broken above what the moving averages are, what we touched on a couple days ago. And I do think we have some softness in front of us for the next few weeks. And then to be fair, what you just laid out was just payoffs for votes, payoffs for donors. And there's got to be a checks and balances. I've been saying to my clients for the last several weeks where we need to change the Senate and the House in November to give some checks and balances, because they'd have never gotten through a pork belly fat bill like they just passed this week called the Inflation Reduction Act.
Yeah, I know. I'm not that confident in the Republicans, but at least they would have been. It wouldn't have been as odious as it turned out to be. So, Kevin, what are you offering my listeners and viewers today in terms of help and assistance?
Yeah, sure thing, Howie. If somebody wants to take advantage of a free consultation, no obligation, meaning free, meaning we'll have a conversation over the phone or in person if you want to come up to one of the office locations, do a portfolio analysis to look at what you have for current investments to see if it's the right fit for you, risk-wise and otherwise. And in order to do that, you just got to call up 1-800-989-9100. And no obligation. What I'm going to do is, this week and next week, I'm going to give Specificity Inc. shares away. I'm on a board of directors, and I'm actually will buy these shares for the listeners if they want to call up and take advantage of that no obligation consultation.
Okay, so no obligation, just a free consultation and some suggestions with no obligation about what you should do, you should fine tune your portfolio. The 87,000 agents. The 87,000 agents, Kevin, I mean, Bruce Pollack, when the candidate up in the 2nd Congressional District, sent me a sign he saw in Rumford, and it said, thank Jared Golden, 87,000 new IRS agents, thank Jared Golden. I mean, do you think this can be used as a political issue, the 87,000 agents, or are people not going to be able to realize how bad it is until they actually start getting audited and harassed by these agents?
Yeah, that's it. I saw that sign. I'm from Rumford originally, so that's my hometown. And I can tell you, people in Rumford, Maine, are up in arms about 87,000 new agents. They're hardworking mill people. I mean, they're doing their job. They're working every single day, and they don't need to be harassed by the Internal Revenue looking or not looking after the middle class like Janet Yellen gave them a directive up today. That's just, again, more job owning on Janet Yellen's part.
Well, anyway, so if you want a free consultation from Kevin Frisby, what's the number and what's the website, Kevin?
1-800-989-9100, and it's frisbybenefits.com, Howie.
And how's it spelled, Frisby?
Frisby, i.e., benefits with an S.
Thank you, Kevin Frisby, financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show. I'm Howie Carr.